K-State Nation, Purple Project Podcast. Get a jump start to the weekend. Eddie Greer, your host of the Purple Project Podcast. All things K-State football. Men's basketball, women's basketball, volleyball. And then you have, of course, track, tennis, rowing. We will touch on those throughout the winter slash spring semester on this podcast. All things K-State sports. Of course, Alex Aiden out there in San Diego, California. You will hear from him at some point this month as we get him back on the podcast here. Of course, we'll have his thoughts on the bowl win against NC State and plenty more of that coming away later on this month. Where I'm recording this Friday edition on the Purple Project Podcast. Second podcast of the day in prime time on this Thursday night. January 11th, 2023. I knew it was going to happen sooner or later. Let's get it right. January 11th, 2024. Let's get it right, folks. 2024 is right now here. Not going back to that point. Okay, so I knew that was going to happen. I knew it was going to do that. But anyways, on today's edition, we're going to take a little bit of a detour. I know it's not a Bama podcast, but huge news from college football. Broke as Nick Saban hanging it up after a long tenure at Alabama. I have my thoughts on that in a moment. Kind of relating to someone everyone is familiar here in Manhattan, Kansas, or you're a K-State fan across the nation knows. Getting that in just a second. Ayoka Lee, more news on that. And yes, I will get y'all set for K-State Saturday with two big games for K-State men's basketball here. Well, here, between here and Lubbock, Texas. So let's talk Nick Saban for a minute, right? And the last bowl win, of course, for Nick Saban came against, yes, us in the All-State Sugar Bowl last year in the All-State Sugar Bowl. And, of course, recent memory, Alabama fell short to the eventual this year's national champ, Michigan, in the semifinal of the Rose Bowl game there as well. Excuse me, as Nick Saban, who has been forever the Alabama coach now, stepping down, retiring, hanging it up, 17 years, 17 seasons in Tuscaloosa. Saban, 292, damn. 7 wins short of 300. If he would have stayed, and no, again, this is not an Alabama podcast, so don't get it twisted, but he would have stayed another year, he had 8 more wins to go before he reached the huge number of 300 wins, but he's going to fall short of that. 292, 71, and 1. Well, actually, this is the head coach. This is the head coach, actually, throughout his career, so excuse me for that, but he is over 200 wins by one. 201 and call it only 29 losses as an Alabama head coach. So now, before I get into the candidates here, I'm gonna relate to something here on the Pro Project Podcast. Obviously, Bill Snyder came back. I was not even nowhere near the state of Kansas when Bill Snyder first hit the scene here in Manhattan, Kansas, right? I am here in Manhattan, Kansas, recording. I will be in Kansas City for the rest of the weekend beginning tomorrow, and I'm going to actually stay through the whole day Monday because I got something going on in Monday afternoon to attend to, and then I'll be back here to the Little Apple on Tuesday morning. But yeah, Bill Snyder came onto the scene, and then he turned, which was once, obviously, one of the worst college football programs in the nation, into one of the more competitive names in the Big 12. Not only that, in the nation as well. As, of course, they fell short of getting to the national title game back in 1998. We're not going to rehash that. I do remember watching majority of that game. And I was not even a K-State fan. I was just watching that game, particularly because I'm a huge college football fan, right? So there you go on that. So obviously Bill Snyder here in Manhattan, Kansas, that name, obviously, you know, despite Bill Snyder 2.0, you know, not being as successful Yes, I was here for that. That this name, that name has a beloved by everybody here in this town. Right? And of course, it has a race named after him. What I'm talking about is the Bill Snyder Half Marathon 5K, which is going to be this year in its 10th season, 10th year. How about that? So, but again, that's more to come on my other podcast. They had a 3Y podcast with EG3 rev back up with a different twist. So more on that to come in the upcoming months. But yeah, so who Nick Saban obviously brought a lot of winning, and not that Alabama, not obviously Alabama's up way up there, levels further than Kansas State. Okay. that I do know. In fact, obviously, because the SEC, we know SEC is big in college football, whatnot, and everything else like that. So, but that name, Saban, it's going to be weird as you know what to see who's going to lead that team next fall over there in Tuscaloosa. And what I'm reading right now, obviously, this is only the beginning, obviously, but obviously somebody's name that's familiar. Now I'm familiar with Steve Sarkisian, who is still the head coach for Texas. Obviously, Texas, Oklahoma. Oh, by the way, yes, Texas, Oklahoma next year. It'll be the SEC as well. So that's going to be weird in itself there. You're going to have a whole different outlook, new different look to the college football playoff with 12 teams now instead of your mini four teams in there. You're going to have, there's so much going to be going on there as well. Dabo Sweeney, I read, was in the early talks of that. Of course, he's going to do that. Come on, man. And I don't know this name. I'm just going off of early thoughts right now. As, of course, the Atlanta Falcons also, once again, back to square one, looking for a head coach. But this is not a Falcons podcast. This is K-State podcast. Kalen DeBoer, I don't even know who that is, is also in that running as well. I can probably actually go look it up real quick. Oh, he is the current Washington coach. Of course, Washington made it all the way to the Natty and lost to Michigan. So that's the names right there, early candidates right there. But yeah, that's huge news. Shake up across the college football landscape. Nick Saban, and eventually, and I think I saw talks late in the season on Twitter and some other places there that he could step down at season end. So, I mean, you say that I'm surprised? Not really, because it was going to happen sooner rather than later there as well. But yeah, so that it's going to shake up not only just for the college nation, but obviously for the SEC. Now, can they get? Will they be able to stay in that success with the next head coach? I have no freaking clue. Because obviously, K-State, when Bill Snyder left the first time, it went down the toilet pretty much there. Well, not pretty much the toilet, but it pretty much went to very good football team to mediocre football team. And obviously, everyone talks about Ron Prince days there. Ron Prince, I think it was Bill Snyder's successor, I think. And then I think it was the only one that followed Bill Snyder. Of course, we all, Chris Klieman, followed Bill Snyder 2.0. I think it was the only name that was there. And obviously, everybody talks to me about Ron Prince and how he was, but we ain't going to go to that on this podcast. Pro Project Podcast, all things Kansas State sports. Eddie Greer recording this Friday edition, January 11th, 2024 edition here in Manhattan, Kansas. Appreciate you for checking us out. You're new to the podcast. Welcome aboard to the pod. Glad you found us. And we are free and available almost daily, 4 or 5 days a week, whenever we upload some content there, free and available wherever you listen to your favorite Kansas State podcast. We are part of the family of K-State podcasts. But yeah, we'll get to Ayoka Lee in just a moment again. But just to put a bow on this Nick Saban, look, it's going to be weird not seeing him. And as a fan of college football, yeah, so it's going to be really intriguing, obviously, with the new two additionals with Texas, Oklahoma. Now, I wonder if they're going to split them up into different conferences or different divisions, because the SEC has two different divisions, like the East and the West. So you put Texas on one side, Oklahoma on the other. I think they'll do that. I'm pretty sure they'll do that as well. So whatever Alabama falls, or Alabama gets, as you say, for division, it's going to be hard as, it's going to be hard. Hard. And whoever's going to lead the way for this team, come out, is going to have a huge challenge on that. They're going to have a huge challenge here. But again, everyone coaches his own, right? You can't live up, you can't follow somebody big time, like a Nick Saban, like a Bill Snyder, and try to do what that person does. It just doesn't happen that way. It just doesn't happen that way. So, it'll be interesting. We will follow. I'll follow up on the story some more. Well, not some more. I'll continue to follow who's going to fill in those that big king seat over there down there in now Tuscaloosa, Alabama. There, that's a huge news story. Obviously, trumps everything. That's what I'm looking for. So we'll see what happens there. As well here in Aoka Lee, now getting back to K-State fully on this podcast here. Early in the week, back on Wednesday, Aoka Lee continues to gobble up accolades during the season. Was announced, John R. Wooden Award on Award Watch, presented by Municipal. Mid-season top 25 watch list as well. Lee as one of the 25 to receive this decision. This distinction, excuse me, on Wednesday. Lee is now a three-time candidate for the John R. Wooden Award, as she was a preseason watch list selection in 2021, 2022, and this year. Of course, she would have been in 2023 had she not got surgery for her knee. She was named to the mid-season top 25 in 2022 and this year as well. The players on the list are considered strong candidates, obviously, for this award presented by Municipal or Presidable. Oh, man, I cannot talk. Players not chosen to the preseason or midseason list are still eligible for the Wooden Award National Ballot. The National Ballot consists of 15 of the top players who have proven to their universities that they meet or exceed the qualifications of the Wooden Award. Voters will rank in order 10 of those 15 players when voting opens prior to the NCAA tournament, and will allow voters to take into consideration performance during early round games. The Wooden Award All-American team will be announced the week of the Elite Eight round of the NCAA tournament. I believe they're talking about the women's tournament. I'm pretty sure. Because it doesn't say, or it didn't say. The winner of the 2024 John R. Wooden Award will be presented by Presidable, following the NCAA tournament in April, excuse me. Aoka Lee, a three-time Big 12 Player of the Week recipient, has had a strong start to this season, as she is averaging almost 20 points per game, 67% from the field, almost 10 rebounds a game, 2.5 shots blocked. She ranks third currently, as I'm recording this podcast, as they have a huge showdown with Texas, as Texas comes to Manhattan tomorrow afternoon early for a showdown in the Big 12 for the lead in the Big 12. And leads the Big 12 in field goal percentage. The lead is third in the Big 12 in scoring average and blocks per game. So a lot of threes in there. Of course, Eddie Greer, EG3 for the Pro Project Podcast, all things Kansas State sports there as well. So yeah, Aoka Lee, obviously, you know how important she is to the success this year, especially this year. And look, Aoka Lee, throughout her K-State career, has been one of the more dominant centers in all cost women's sports. That's hands down. If you don't believe me, you're not a K-State fan, listen to this podcast, then you need to go back in YouTube some Aoka Lee content. Yeah, see what does there, but. Like my co-host Alex Aiden has said on his podcast, again, you'll hear him. Don't worry. You'll hear him very soon. He's talked about you have to take advantage of a once-in-a-lifetime generational talent. Okay? And right, and this year, especially with you got Gregory, Sundell, the Glenn twins, Raleigh, Jay Lynn. You have a deep bench. A Walker, a Sides, a Sanchez, a Greer, not relate, no relation, Heavenly Greer I'm talking about. Those type of players that, a Mulpin, those players that can help Lee out when she's not having a good game. And we've seen it. I've talked about it on the Thursday edition of the podcast a little bit there. Anybody can get hot in any given game. That Casey wants basketball, led by Coach Jeff Mini, head coach, steps on that court. We're sitting here right now. And tomorrow, when this podcast goes up tomorrow late afternoon, I'm telling you right now, Casey is going to win this game against Texas. You got the home court advantage. Look, obviously you need your star to play. But also, what do you have you heard, right, other... It's not just basketball. It's football. Well, mainly probably basketball more, but football still has it. Baseball, some. It takes everybody to win the game, right? Even a low-scoring game, right? And, of course, K-State baseball team going to have a good squad in their hands this year under direction of Pete Hughes. Back at it again. Again, I'm excited for baseball around the corner here in Manhattan, Kansas. But, yeah, it takes a village, man. It takes a village to get... You have this type of team, like Casey Williams basketball does this year. And we're seeing right now something special with this team. I've been saying it all along. But except obviously, you didn't have Yoki last year. And this team kind of fell by the wayside in the second half of the year. They started off very well, but they couldn't sustain it. And now you have your star player in here back in the fray. And things are looking good. They can hurt you. Sundell, I've said this over and over. I've been on this train really for the last 2 years on this podcast that this team is going to be good. This team, if they can get it in the right direction, they're going to be really good. I've been saying it, but maybe it's a little humble brag, but it's true. They can win. They can be one of those top teams in the top half of this league. And tomorrow could be one of those. It's going to be a statement game for K-State, in my opinion. Texas has been a good team. For last, what, I don't know, 5, 6 years, 7 years, they manhandled K-State. I can't even remember the last time they beat Texas. So that is saying something right there. And K-State can take care, can knock off, finally get that big monkey off the bat. You know, they beat Iowa. Iowa's one of the premier top teams in the league with the best player, with another good player, one of the best players in the nation, Caitlin Clark. They could have beat them all three times. But, of course, we know what happened in the last meeting. Lost in the championship showcase game. But, again, if they can't believe, you've played probably Iowa, your team has probably played Iowa the best out of anybody besides LSU last year. The best out of everybody they played. In the last, couple of years. So, look, in the suffocating defense that Mini preaches, this team, this team, they got something going on right now. So, if you're in the area, which, unfortunately, I am not, but if you are in town this weekend, go to the game. Go to the game. Obviously, the men, I'll touch on them. That's going to be a good segue to wrap up this podcast, the Purple Project Podcast, all things Kansas State sports. Eddie Greer recording this Friday edition, the weekend edition, on Thursday night here in Manhattan, Kansas, January 11th, 2024, as we're about to go into our last segment of this episode here. And, of course, again, I've been saying it for the last probably month now. You will hear Alex again. It'll probably be next week, but I'm going to see if I can squeeze him in this weekend. But if not, definitely because of some new developments has happened the last couple of weeks. I've having to move him around a little bit. So, but for y'all that want some Alex Tate, you're going to get that definitely next week, I think. So once I get back to a normal routine, I can have him on weekly. But look, you just can't look. They can handle it, and from what I heard in that broadcast last night or Wednesday night during the OU K-State game, women's game, now I'm talking about Sarah Shoops or the play-by-play person. I can't remember what her name was. they're going to be the same crew that's going to be at this game. They're talking about one of the key players for Texas got hurt. So, but Texas still has that depth. But you can come in, but in case they can go on the court, take care of your own business. This team, I said this over and over, and you're going to hear me continue it over and over, because this team is top 10 team. I just don't understand, you know, why this team is a top 10 team. They keep leaving them outside of top 10. It'll be interesting to see. You know, I'm not going to pull up stinks right now because I'm starting to run out of time here. But you have to, if you watch enough K-State women's basketball, then you got to know what you're doing, right? So, but we'll see what happens there on that front there as well. So I'm looking forward to it, man. It's going to be something. Now what's this doing? That's not what I want. This is what I want right here. Okay, we got it. We got it going on. But yeah, so we will talk standings with the women's basketball team coming out of this weekend. So look out for that. And of course, 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. Yes, I'm recording this on Thursday, but as you listen to this on a late Friday, early evening edition, tomorrow, Saturday, 1 p.m., if you're in this area, K-State Nation, or coming from West Kansas, whatever, North Kansas, South, back Wichita, whatever, if you're not doing anything, go to this ball game and support this team. They're gonna need it, but I think they're up to the challenge. I have faith in this team. They're gonna do well. And it's gonna be on ESPNU. I'm looking forward to that. And next but not least, flipping it over to the Jerome Tang's team, the men's side, right? You're coming off of a dominant performance in the second half against West Virginia, right? And you finally shed the ghost of Morgantown's past, right? Breaking a streak of what? 4 games in Morgantown that you've lost, or whatever it was that I said on a postcast edition. Okay? And now you got to go down to Lubbock, where it's been a house of horrors for you there on that end, and break what? What did I say? I remember saying, I think it was 9 games. Like, damn, holy damn, with this team. And if that type of defense comes, it's going to be a defensive struggle, no question about it. I really believe that. Obviously, Texas Tech, when it comes to these two teams, at least in the last, what, handful of years, when talking about this matchup, really, that it's a defensive struggle. And you know, going down to Lubbock with that hostile environment, it's going to be tough. But look, Jerome Tang teaches defense and toughest, right? So, but you, when you have somebody like a Cam Carter, 1-2 punch, Cam Carter right now, the star that we're seeing in front of our eyes right now, Cam Carter elevating his game to another level. Last year, he was just a defense specialist. He's put at least 15 points in most of these games. I got to go back and look at a stat sheet, because at least he scored, to be safely, 15 points in all these games this year. At least. I could be wrong, but it has to be close. It has to be close than that, right? David Gasson. Well, he sometimes can get hot too, but it's been really the Carter Kaluma show here, folks, and they've done this recent stretch, winning 9 of the last 10 with an inconsistency of Tyler Perry. Now, they can get him going, obviously, and this was an interesting statement. I'm not going to put this name on blast because he's a good friend of mine, it is not the same person that's been keeping me up to date with men's games. He's going to be coming on the podcast again once I get settled down and get into a rhythm, then I'll bring him on the podcast, right? So, but for now, he's nameless. But anyways, but we're talking about this team. Oh, I'm going to back the statement. Yeah, he said that he's no Marquise Noel. I didn't say it. I did not say that. That was my friend who is going to be graduating high school in a few months that said that to me. I'm like, damn. So, whatever you think, yeah, they've done this. And Tyler Perry, what, scored like 6 points the other night? 6 or 8 points, one night? He was, what, 1 of 8? My phone is ringing off the hook right now. So we're Pearl Project Podcast, all things Kansas State sports. Eddie Greer here in Manhattan, Kansas, here recording this Friday edition on a Thursday evening, January 11th, 2024. Closing this out by saying this. Look, they need more consistency from Perry. There's no question about it. But obviously, you're going to get from what this identity of this men's team is shaping up to be. The 1-2 punch that I'm going to call it. Cam Carter, Kaluma. They have saved K-State numerous times. Numerous times already this season. Can they go down there? If they can get Perry going, and of course you got those two, Kaluma and Carter, they can win. They can win. I mean, that's just paramount there as well. But of course, let's not forget, you're getting exceptional play from Willie McNair Jr., who's been very good, very good. I've been very high on him this year. This was the least expected player that I expected this type of impact, but he's been an impact player for this team. So, but they got to get this guy going. Obviously, there's a lot of hype, and do I agree with my friend? Maybe a little bit, if I have to ask that. So, you know, for this team, if they're going to be up here in the top half of the league, they're going to have to get, obviously, everyone else who's closer to this team, more K-State experts who cover the team better, more better than we do, because we're just fans of the team, says that Perry can shoot the ball well, score the basketball well. I haven't seen that. It's been inconsistent with him. So I agree what my friend said about him. I agree to some extent. So we're gonna find out for real what he's made of here very soon here, because Texas Tech, and all of a sudden we're talking here a chance to stay at top of the division, the conference. We're talking about men's basketball right now. So Tech, K-State, the late game, tip off after 3 on Saturday on ESPN2. Baylor is the other unbeaten conference team. So Texas Tech, Baylor, K-State, all of them 2-0. Tech is 13-2, unbeaten at home. So another team that you got to try to beat and not put them on notice. Baylor's undefeated at home. Let's see here. K-State. Yeah, K-State lost. Is that right? Yeah, K-State. I think that's right. K-State lost one. But again, a ridiculous record for Jerome Tang in Bramlage. It's like 26-2, something like that already. So he preaches that. So K-State's going to have to go in down there and do some business down there. And Baylor, they're unbeaten at home as well. They're also 13-2 as well. So K-State, if you go down to Lubbock and handle your business and get out of Lubbock with a dub, ooh, you're looking pretty good right now. Obviously, they've had their struggles in non-con, but they still won these games. Am I right about that? So absolutely, you have an opportunity to do something big. And all right, we've been talking about women's basketball. If Tang's team can go down here and handle it, then they're gonna be sitting pretty here coming up. But I'm anxious to see how these basketball teams are gonna do. Obviously, we will do a Combo Nation podcast. That is going to be the new thing now moving forward. I think I like it. It saves an episode, really, when both teams play. I think it's good. I think it's really good. And not only good for me, it's good for the listener as well. But I'm definitely looking forward to seeing what happens next with these teams. So, again, K-State Women's Basketball kicks off K-State Saturday at 1 right here in Manhattan, Kansas. Bramlage Coliseum gets Texas. Huge showdown there. And then followed up by another one. K-State Men's Basketball on the road in Lubbock at 3 on ESPN2, the women's game on ESPNU. So get on it, K-State Nation. Pro Project Podcast, all things Kansas State sports. You can get it wherever you get your podcast, folks. We are free and available 4 or 5 days a week. Pro Project Podcast, part of the K-State family of podcasts. Fremont, Aggieville, Alley Cats, Bosco's Boys, excuse me, podcast, and maybe another one thrown in there somewhere as well. Pearl Project Podcast, we are very thankful to still somehow continue to put out some decent content here for you guys from a different perspective. So appreciate you for checking that out. You're new to the podcast. If you like what you're hearing this week, definitely make sure you subscribe and tell a fellow K-State fan about this podcast. We're going to wave the checkered flag on this week's content edition of the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State. Hopefully, we'll get Alex back on here very, very soon. I am looking forward to hearing his takes on the Pop-Tarts Bowl and, of course, what we got going on right now. Everybody's in the groove, in the groove right now for basketball, as far as I'm concerned, right now. And we will touch, because this is all things K-State. Yeah, I know. We'll get back into it. We talked volleyball a little bit on last week's content, so you missed out on that. Definitely check that out. We will get that going to track. I know that they've had something going on recently. I mentioned K-State baseball on this episode. They will be getting going here next month late, so looking forward to that. And, yeah, golf, tennis, they're going to be heating up pretty soon as well. But for right now, that's all we got. Basketball is going on and indoor track as well, and there's some recruiting still going on between football and stuff and other things like that. So definitely we will be getting, like I said, once I get back into the flow of things, you're gonna be hearing more outside of football and basketball, men's and women's basketball. For right now, Eddie Greer here in Manhattan, Kansas, Alex Aiden out there in San Diego, California, the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State. We will talk to you probably either this weekend, or we'll be back when we see you. Go Cats!